This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. My name is Daniel Brigman. If you've never listened, so nice to meet you. I'm the honored host of the Power Hour Radio Show. Welcome to our broadcast, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, are our two websites, one for the radio show, one for the great products that we have. Again, so good to be with you. Glad you've joined us. Later on, James McKinney, one of my absolute favorites. He used to teach at Cornell about the same time as Carl Sagan. Well, exactly the same time as Carl Sagan. And I always kid him about the, you know, billions and billions of stars.
Yeah, they were roommates, weren't they?
Yeah. He's on his Christmas card list for sure. Anyway, he's a world-renowned scientist. He's a tier one scientist, and it's really exciting to have him on. As always, we're going to talk about some variety of things. Please stay tuned. I'm sure it'll be an invigorating conversation. And you always learn something from James McKinney. Always. In the first part of the show, we have Uncle Kevin has joined us. He'll be here. We'll talk about the news. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back, man. Well, another great day in America.
Great day in America. Good weather. The weather's starting to turn for most
beautiful.
Of the country.
I got my shorts on. I'm ready.
For most of the country, the weather's turning. Doesn't it change your mood? I mean, see what vitamin D does, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, I was outside and just looking at the sun with my eyes closed. It was wonderful.
It just felt happy.
It did. Yeah. It felt invigorating.
Well, let's get to some news. You know, even listening at the break, they had a news report about the Jews, the Hasidic Jews up in the yeshiva schools up in New York. And so, again, these ladies and gentlemen, vaccines are the number one health issue right now, the most important hot button issue, because so many things are involved. It's not just a health issue. It's a freedom issue. It's a parents' rights issue. It's a Bill of Rights issue, all these things. And from CNBC, public health officials know recently vaccinated individuals spread disease. Shock's a strong word, but I was semi-surprised to see someplace like CNBC publishing information like that. I'm of the opinion, and I've seen this, and so I think this is more true than maybe we realize. It's just like Robert De Niro with the first Vax film. He may have got thwarted from having it at the Tribeca Film Festival, but he went out of his way. He did more to help promote Vax than anybody.
Yeah, he did.
He went on TV and said, "You need to watch this film." You know, I'm pretty sure there's people at CNBC. You know, producers, editors, whatever.
Who's had their kids hurt,
that's right.
Damaged, or whatever, and, you know, they're letting it out.
And they're just making sure that some information gets out here.
I agree.
Nothing.
Nobody's immune to this.
Physicians and public health officials. I mean, this is how the article reads, ladies and gentlemen, right out of CNBC. Physicians and public health officials know that recently vaccinated individuals can spread disease, and the contact with the immunocompromised can be especially dangerous. For example, Johns Hopkins warns that people should immunized or immune system compromised people should, quote, avoid contact with children who are recently vaccinated, and to, quote, tell friends and family who are sick or have recently had a live vaccine not to visit. This is John Hopkins.
That's
a very powerful first statement coming out of this. They go on to talk about the flu vaccine. It's at least a week or 10 days, I think. Some of the other, even up to 4 weeks. Is it 4 weeks? Here's another quote from the article. The public health community is blaming unvaccinated children for the outbreak of measles at Disneyland, if you remember that. But the illnesses could just as easily have occurred due to contact with recently vaccinated individuals.
I agree.
That's it. Sally Fallon Morrill of the Weston Price Fund. I mean, this is like the first paragraph of this article. They're playing some heavy stuff down there. It's
absolutely great. And it's called shedding.
That's right. Both unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals are at risk from exposure to those recently vaccinated. So this is another quote from the article. Vaccine failure and failure to acknowledge that live virus vaccines can spread disease have resulted in an increase in outbreaks of infectious disease in both vaccinated and unvaccinated children. I mean, they're quoting.
Dude, that's big time.
I mean, you think about the pressure that's going on in the government things and have an article like that. I mean, that's It's pretty interesting, the dichotomy here.
That's why you should take your silver every day.
De Blasio, the mayor of New York, he declares a health emergency.
He's a moron.
Orders measles. You know, these people aren't stupid. They're not stupid. He's not a moron. He may be a Nazi, but he's not a moron. He orders measles vaccinations in Brooklyn. And you heard that.
Have you heard him talk?
No, De Blasio. I can't.
He's a moron.
I can't listen to him. I can't listen to him.
He's a moron.
I mean, there's certain people I just can't. I just, oh my gosh, I just can't. I turn them off. Anyway, he declared a public health emergency in parts of Williamsburg and said unvaccinated people in several zip codes will be required to get an MMR vaccine as the measles outbreak continues to swell in the Orthodox Jewish community. You know, this is, I mean, think about this article in comparison to the article we just read, the tone of it, everything. Under the mandatory vaccines, members of the city's health department will check the records of any individual who may have been in contact with infected patients. Well, to start with, what proof did they have that the vaccine even keeps people from spread? I mean, we know that's not even ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Those who have not received the MMR vaccine or do not have evidence of immunity may be given a violation and could be fined $1,000. They, like you heard, if you heard the before the broadcast, the news that was going in advertisements there, he's going specifically after the Jewish community, the yeshiva schools, telling them, if you keep letting these unvaccinated children in school, we're going to shut you down.
Okay, we'll see if they do it.
I don't think this is going to go well for them.
I don't think it's going to go well for them either. This is great. It's bringing everything to a head. It's great.
There's the story. New York City Health Department puts yeshiva schools on notice. Allow unvaccinated students in at own peril. So are they a symbol, tinkling symbol, like it says in the Bible, or are they a roaring lion, or what are they? What are they going to do? They're cracking down schools in Brooklyn that allow, you know, it's like it's a crime. They allowed unvaccinated children in the school. Oh, they're such criminals. Yeah. They're such rebels. Telling them to comply or be shut down.
Hmm.
I have a hard time, quote, there is no religious exemption on measles, said Gary Schlesinger, CEO of, you know, why are they asking the guy from the Community Health Network? Why are they this is the Community Health Network, Parcare Community Health Network, like a business. Why are they asking him a quote when it's the government, the city, who's making this declaration?
Yeah.
See how they keep putting responsibility and they keep throwing things out in front of you and blah, blah, blah. You know, the government's going to come out and tell you that you have to vaccinate or get shut down. Well, let's get a quote from the health. I mean, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, is the CEO of the little hospital there, is he the one making this regulation? Why are they asking him a quote about it? All prominent rabbis have issued proclamations that everyone should vaccinate. I don't know if that's true or not.
Don't know. Can't tell.
Here's what I will, from what I know. I mean, I don't know this for sure. I'm fairly sure about this. Okay. Fairly sure. A lot of these Jewish families, they're not going to do this.
No,
especially
these
Hasidic Jews.
They're not.
No, I don't think they're going to do it.
I concur.
What does this say that this is going on? I mean, this is pretty draconian.
Yeah, well, you knew it was coming to a head. The pharmaceuticals want everybody vaccinated. I think that their 20-year plan is to have everybody on 186 vaccines in their lifetime or something like that. So they're escalating, and the people are standing up. Great. It's going to come to a head.
Another quote, here's Jane Orient, the executive director of AAPS, argues, and I don't know what AAPS is here, it's cut out here, but he argues that the Supreme Court already has ruled against such an order like this, like De Blasio is making. Quote, the U.S. Supreme Court warned against arbitrary and oppressive abuse of police power. Of course, this was in 1905.
Yeah, anything before 1938, they don't go by Supreme Court.
Going far beyond what was reasonably required for the safety of the public. 166 people getting measles at 330,000 is not an emergency, is not an epidemic. Measles is not even, I mean, would you even call it deadly? I wouldn't even call it dead. I mean, some people with bad immune systems, sickly, they die.
Yeah.
But measles on itself, I don't even know if you'd call it deadly, really.
Everybody I knew when I was a kid had it. The whole block had it. You know, it just swooped in. You were sick for a couple of weeks, and it was gone.
If measles are deadly than bathroom tiles are deadly, even more deadly.
More deadly, yeah, right, yeah, right. Gosh.
So, you know, bathroom tiles are way more deadly than measles.
Yeah.
We've got a couple minutes before the break here. Let's continue. AG, Attorney General Assembly, assembles team to investigate FBI. Attorney General William Barr. He came out in court yesterday, or Congress.
Congress.
Why don't you talk about that real quick?
Yeah, he was talking to the Dems are trying to protect Obama and, you know, are asking him about spying and all that stuff. And then the dumb Democrat asked, well, Obama wasn't involved in spying on Trump, was he? It's paraphrasing, you know.
Yeah.
And Barr's like fumbling, basically says, yeah, it looks like it.
Pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting.
Well, so, if we got time, we'll play a clip from Trump. He talks. He used some pretty strong words.
Oh, I love it. That's why I'm such
I mean, these are harsh words.
That's why I'm such in a good move. I hope you do play it on the other side.
We'll try to get to that. I got an email from Chris in Oregon. Thank you for the email. You guys send great articles. I don't recognize all of you. I know Rob does a lot. Steve does a lot, what have you, some other people. Chris in Oregon. This is an article from The Guardian in London, and it comes from United Kingdom, and it's an online harms paper. And the article starts. This is how the article starts. The first line. The Internet needs regulation. People and societies need protection. But will this be harder than the government's new white paper makes it look? And it goes on, the white paper announced by the government attempts to steer a middle course, as most of the world does. There is to be real regulation with painful fines for almost all of the public internet. Persistent offenders against codes of conduct, as yet unspecified, will, so far as possible, be rendered inaccessible to British web users. Obviously, the questions here are legion, code of conduct. Is that a law? Is that freedom of speech? Do you see how on the internet it's digital? You see how things digital, so we're seeing with YouTube and everything, it's becoming a separate world. It's a digital world. And on the digital world, they don't treat you the same way the Bill of Rights does on the land. I mean, you know, they've created this whole world. And by saying these things and doing these things, you know, that's really the world of commerce now. The yeah. world of interaction, is on the internet.
Yeah, you can't suppress it. Favor one person over the other.
Now, it did make the, there's the music, but it made the analogy talking about the telephone. You know, the telephone companies aren't responsible if you get on the phone and call your buddy and call him a bad name or say, you know, you say whatever you want, right?
Right.
So why is the internet company?
All they should have is R, rated R talk and put it over there. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen.
Yeah,
just put an R on it, just like they do with a movie.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
A macaroni just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I got an email from Mike, and this is from yesterday's show. And I know yesterday's show was probably terrible, the second hour after Dr. Group, and going back and forth with Eric from Team Law. I don't want to argue with Eric. Eric has a lot of great information. Team Law has done a lot of great things. I know Joyce began, be frustrated with him on before, and there's so many things that are going on with people like him. I don't ever want you to be put in harm. And look, I know what this system is, or at least have some understanding of the force that it comes down, and you trying to do certain things, and you can be completely right, and still they will just shaft you. And I've seen it. And I've seen my friends. I mean, Kevin, we've had friends go to jail.
Beaten up.
We've had all kinds of things. We've seen it. And these people are heroes. And yesterday's show, I got so really indignant when he was talking about, to say that the government's committing fraud is a patriot myth. He's basically slapping me in the face. He's basically slapping everybody who sacrificed.
It really frustrated me.
Yeah, all the people who sacrificed, who have done things, who have been put in jail for all that they've done. Don't tell me the fraud is not going on. I talked to Pastor Wright, was so fired up. He called, I can't remember, he texted me, and I think I called him. But it's like, okay, let's say he's right, and there's a certain way that the government wants to do things, and there's quote-unquote law. It's not law. It's statutes.
Right.
These are statutes and codes. And then they have their way, and they tell you all that, and that's their deal. Okay, all right, I get that. I buy that. I'm with you, at least to an extent. But when you try to say, no, I am separate from this, I am not part of it, and don't want to be part of it, that's when the fraud continues. That's when the fraud is seen. And ask these police, a policeman pulls you over, license or registration, why don't you have a plate on your car? What are they going to say?
Yeah, and you show them with some paper.
Yeah, you show them the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, he was, all he's trained in is, why don't you have a plate on there, and where's your license? And if you don't, you have it, you're going to jail.
Step out of the car, please.
Yes, step out of the car.
I don't step out of the car. The Bill of Rights guarantees I don't have to. Yeah. Here's the Bill of Rights. Let me, when these government people, and I don't care who comes on, And that's why I got so adamant about this position and so frustrated. I don't care if it's Eric. I don't care who it is. And we're supposed to be on the same side. When you present the Bill of Rights, the law, the thing, the Declaration of Independence, remember signed by our founding fathers, signed by our progenitors, the inheritance they gave us, that when they risked everything, you remember that document, the Bill of Rights, which separates us from all other countries, that fulfills the charter of our country, which is the Declaration of Independence. That's another point I was arguing with them about. It is absolute law that our rights come from God, or come from a creator, not from man. The Bill of Rights fulfill that and protect those rights. When you present the Bill of Rights to these quote-unquote public officials, public servants, police, if you tell police, well, sir, I'm just traveling, and according to the Fourth Amendment, you have no right to stop me, search, or seizure. I'd appreciate if you let me go on away. They should genuflect and bow before you and say, sir, I am sorry to keep you. Please have a great afternoon and drive safe. That's what they should say.
Exactly.
But they
they're trained wrong.
But they don't.
Yeah.
And that's where the fraud is.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here in this two-jurisdiction world, and we're sitting there looking at it, and Eric is almost acting like, well, that's just a system. We can just use this. No, you can't use this system. This is not a system to use. This is a system that we are used by.
Right.
This is Babylon, ladies and gentlemen. And I understand that. There's few things I understand in this world, and that's one of them. And for his attitude and lazy, it set me off. And I got an email from a listener. I'm getting fired up now just talking about it.
Yeah, I can say it. It's great.
And I like Eric.
He's got a good system. I'm not
here's the email. Here's an email from Mike. And we got several emails, but Daniel, I agree with you, and I think this guy is another in a long line of hucksters, i.e. the best lie is that which is closest to the truth. Okay, I don't believe he's a huckster. If I thought he was a huckster, I wouldn't have him on.
Yeah.
I mean, is he? I mean, I don't know what he does in his personal life, but, I don't think he is, and I think he's done really good things and really good information. If I thought he was a huckster, I wouldn't have him on, so I want people to know that. First point is that what he calls laws are actually statutes and codes. Bingo. As we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Second, how can here? This is the best point. I mean, even Eric is going to have to admit that this is fraud, right? I mean, even Eric is going to have to admit this. Second, how can a newborn possibly know anything about what it is being subject to? Talking about, a newborn baby, somebody files a Social Security report for the baby, and then it's attached to the contract adhesion. The baby is signed onto it. That's not fraud?
That's not fraud. Yeah, exactly.
I'll be very interested in seeing if he dares accept your challenge. I personally rejected, he said some other things, basis of fraud. Mike.
It was great.
Well, nice email. I think.
Yeah.
But, in the challenge I issued to Eric at the end, and he started giving me some excuse about I'm not a team law beneficiary, all this other. Like, I don't want to hear it. I have him on. We have him on this platform to come to you. I'm very protective, not only of this platform, but you, the listener. Bring him before you on a national scale and say, okay, you prove it. You walk me through and you get it so I can travel legally your way. And that's another thing. He said the right way. The right way isn't for me to present the Bill of Rights and show the Bill of Rights to the police. That's not the right way.
What freaking country
do we live in?
Yeah, that's not
the right way. So what's the right way? Only you know the right way, but you got to be a beneficiary. Remember, you're not going to. Eric, the challenge is out there. Catherine's going to contact you. I'm putting down the gauntlet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr testified on Wednesday that he believes spying did occur targeting the Trump campaign in 2016 as he vowed to review the conduct of the FBI's original Russia probe.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, Senator Bernie Sanders held a news conference in Washington on Capitol Hill to introduce the Medicare for All Act.
At least in my view, the current debate over Medicare for All really has nothing to do with health care. It has everything to do with greed and profiteering.
This on the same week that we found out through the senator's tax returns that he's a millionaire. His response is, well, if you write a best-selling book, you also can be a millionaire. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Been the good guys. That's our tagline over at the Power Mall, and it's certainly been that way for 20 plus years or so with Joyce, and now we're doing it. And again, we're transitioning, and service is going to just continue to get better. The product's going to get better, what have you, all of it. So thank you so much for being with us, and the great products, the Vitamir toothpaste. We got to buy one, get one free on the children's. We got the eye complexes on sale, all the Global Healing Center products. We've sold more of those detox foot pads, I think, more in the last 2 days than we sold in the last 6 months.
Well, Wayne's a great salesman.
Well, we talked about him, right? Yeah. We never talked about him before, but you want to do something cool and put them on the bottom of your feet and watch what comes out.
Yep.
I mean, they really
peanut
work.
Butter.
I said we were going to discontinue them. We're not even going to have them anymore, but you guys are buying them so much, maybe
you better
maybe,
keep
maybe,
them.
Maybe
I was evil. I wanted them. That's how much I could sell them.
Why did you do it? I think they're all but gone, so I don't know. You better call if you really, for real. If you want some, give Jay a call. The Iron Earth for the soil, for the seeds. You put it in the soil, right, with the seeds, and watch what happens. It's proven to increase yield 20-25%.
Plus, you get all your minerals. How could you beat that?
Plus, the vegetables taste different.
Yeah.
Especially if you got heirloom fruit or heirloom vegetables, and they taste different. The Iron Earth, I-Complex, oh, I already mentioned that. All the other great sales over at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your support, for your purchases. This is, we get checks from you and support from you. So if you're not in the market to maybe buy some of these products or looking at it, then you know, consider a donation. We can use it. It goes to good use. It allows us to come on the airwaves to you. So we're continuing to do some big things. We'll have big announcements coming up. And with your support, we'll just keep pushing forward. We will not stop, as Joyce said. As long as you don't stop, we're not going to stop. That's a promise I made to you. So you're still with us. I'm still here. As long as I'm able. And so we're going to keep on with the truth. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Of course, the Strauss Heart Drops. We may have sold out of those, too. I mean, we've sold a ton of those over the last couple of days.
He has an amazing story he tells.
It's amazing product. I mean, yeah. The story is amazing. The product is amazing. The testimonies, thousands. Ladies and gentlemen, thousands of people. What's the number one cause of death in America? It's not cancer. It's heart disease.
Heart disease.
And the cholesterol myth, 8 out of 10 people who have a heart attack have low blood cholesterol. And they keep making a big thing about it, wanting to put you on statins and all this. It's just, God almighty, it's insane.
Yeah, today I went to the doctor and she wanted to give me a test for cholesterol. I told, I'm not taking it. I told you last time, it's all baloney, that cholesterol stuff. And then she looked at me and she said, you know, I think you're right. I've learned a little bit more about it and you're right. From a doctor.
She ought to start listening to the show.
Well, I told her all about it.
She keeps thinking crazy like that. They'll take her license.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, the Strauss Heart Drops, other great products, all at the Power Mall. So check that out, ladies and gentlemen. It's really a pleasure for us to be able to help you, and we love to hear your stories and what goes on. So we want to do a few more news stories real quick, and then we'll have James on. Oregon SB 978 gun control bill is so hysterically restrictive that pepper spray is now a felony, activist post. Pepper spray. It raises the minimum age to buy to about, I think, 21 in most things, keeping your gun locked up. So basically, your gun and your ammo got to be a separate thing. If somebody broke in your house, you get...
Yeah, you got to run out 30 feet.
You got to find your key, get the whatever. You're fumbling. You're so nervous. Your heart's pumping through your chest.
By that time, the guy's clubbed you on the back of the head while you're looking for your bullets or your whatever.
Gun owners are now liable for the acts of gun thieves in this new bill. So if your gun's stolen and you don't report that, then they go shoot somebody with your gun. Now you're liable.
A lot of people just put their gun away and they don't even know, you know?
If you have children, really look out. They must be directly supervised so that, next they're going to come to your house and see if it's approved. Oregon wants to crack down on unregistered guns. Why? You see how this color of law and the fraud. This is what I mean about the fraud, Eric, and Team Law. Everybody at Team Law who keeps wanting me to have Eric on, and I'm glad to have Eric on. We'll see if he comes through on the challenge. We'll see. I'm ready. I'll do it. I've done a lot of things.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
I'd love to learn that method. I'd go on a driver's license or register my car.
Well, here's what he's doing. Crack down on unregistered guns. So the tone, the color of law is, oh, those unregistered guns. The tone coming out of government officials, quote unquote, is unregistered guns then are bad, illegal, some things. That's the tone that they're giving. That's the front they are making. They do that intentionally. If that's not fraud, I don't know what it is. If they're not manipulating you and deceiving you into do something that benefits them, I mean, is that not the textbook definition of fraud?
I think it is.
I mean, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, you listened to the show yesterday, him going on about the...
He made me mad. Yeah, he made me mad.
He made you mad? Why were you mad? Why?
Because of the same thing. It's fraud. It's fraud.
Yeah, oh, no, it's not. Oh, it's not.
In this world, everything's a contract. Gosh. And if you don't explain the contract thoroughly to somebody and deceive them, it's no good. Contract is no good.
Well, even if that's true, let's put that aside, right? Try to get out of the contract or try to avoid the contract.
Yeah, you can't.
They'll pull you out of the car and beat the crap out of you.
And I had a friend pulled out of the car. and they broke his arm, sent him to the hospital for the same reason. I'm traveling. I want to just go
the
on.
Bill of Rights.
Let me go on.
Here's the Bill of Rights.
Yep, here it is.
Oh,
right,
you're one of them constitutionalists. Get out
yes,
of there.
Exactly
crack.
Right, boy. Yep, that's exactly what they did. They broke his window.
Is that not fraud?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that not only is it a treason? It's really treason. You want to really probably label it's treason. Abortion foes mount direct challenges to Roe versus Wade. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, that movie Unplanned, I haven't seen it, but if anybody's seen it, let me know. I want to see it. I know it's rated R, but getting this, America's ready to turn on this issue. They are ready to turn on this issue. I am telling you, they are ready. You agree?
I agree? Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% behind that. America's ready to turn.
Leaked Google memos reveal aggressive, quote, news blacklist used against conservative sites. Tell me something I don't know. VOD Switzerland joins Brussels in adopting 5G moratorium. They're like, well, it looks like, I don't know if this is safe or not. We're not going to do it until we know.
That's great.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Maybe we don't know if this is safe or not. Not like America. Oh, well, you know, it's plenty safe.
Did an unvaccinated person make that decision over there?
That's funny. Candida auris, drug-resistant fungus, is spreading. We talked about that yesterday with Dr. Groot. Scientists warn of new superbugs to come. What do you need to do, ladies and gentlemen? You know, talk about the Paramol products. This is no joke. This is why we have this. I'm not just trying to sell you something, or we're not just trying to stay on the radio here.
Yeah.
We're trying to help and bless your life. This is coming. It's out there.
41% fatality if you catch it. 41.
Whether this happens or not, oregano oil combats Candida.
That's what Dr. Group said. Yes.
Dr. Group said Cass Ingram, that oregano, the P73 over there, the capsules or the oil that we sell at the Power Mall, is one of those have-to-have things in your pantry. And now look, if you had it, you'd be ready right there.
That's right.
You'd be ready. You'd be pounding that. You know, maybe have some extra for relatives or whatever. I would pound that stuff. I would do 20 drops a day, alternate through the day or more. I would pound that.
Yeah.
Dogs can sniff out lung cancer with 97% accuracy.
I've seen that on TV. It's wild.
Isn't that cool?
It is wild. They got some dog going up to some patient. Oh, sniffs his whole body, and there it is right there.
He found the location.
He found the location. Yeah, it was wild.
Hmm. Furious backlash among expats as UAE bans Skype. They banned Skype in the United Arab Emirates.
Why?
I don't know. I just report.
That was the headline. No follow-up.
Yeah, there's nothing else here. I don't know. I have no idea why. But the expats are upset. They can't, you know, they can't call. Maybe they own the phone lines and they want people to buy a phone card or something.
I guess. I don't know.
I wanted to go shorter than this. James is on the air, on the line waiting.
We love James.
Wanted to get these stories. You know James's history. JMCCSCI is his website. We only got a couple of minutes before the break now. I apologize, James. But James McCann, let's get him on now. And then we'll hit the ground running on the other side. You know him, ladies and gentlemen. World-renowned Tier 1 scientist working on wing generators. Knows Carl Sagan or knew him personally. He's on his Christmas card list. Just kidding. The one and only James McCann. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It was interesting listening to to you talk about these different things. So.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you were into it. At least we kept your attention. Hopefully the audience felt the same. The audience was waiting with bated breath because we said you were coming on. That's why. It didn't matter what we talked about. They were just waiting for you. So we have about a minute or so before the break. Not even. It's current events we're going to talk about. One of the things, you heard what's going on about the vaccines, or at least mostly. We got about 20 seconds. Initial reaction.
Well, the old method of quarantine is what should be used, clearly. You don't go out and give shots to everybody that doesn't need it. You quarantine the people, and that's how in this country we got rid of most of the diseases, actually, by quarantine. And
that's such a great point. There's the music. We'll talk more about that. That's such a good point. Measles, they said in 2000, was all but eradicated. I mean, so what happened? That's my question. What in the world happened?
Somebody
stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Brought it back.
Oh, I'm sure. It had nothing to do with the illegals coming up through the border or nothing. Right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. James McCann, what a day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Before the break, we talked about a very important point, or James brought up a very important point. You know, in 2009, I think it's 99, maybe you can correct me if you remember, the WHO, CDC announced that measles was basically eradicated from America. Okay, if that's true, then why do we have measles now? I mean, there's only one of two ways possible it could have came. One, shedding of vaccines, and two, by immigrants. Period. That's it. Or what other way is it even possible it could have come through? It was eradicated, supposedly. And James made the statement about quarantines, about how we got to that point. Maybe go over that again. I think that is so crucial, James.
Well, first of all, I want to go back to my childhood when we got these diseases as kids. There weren't any shots available, etc. The parents would bring the other kids over so everybody got it, and that was the form of immunizing the population, literally. And so then shots came in, but literally the way things were handled was by quarantine, you know, or getting the said disease like measles or mumps, et cetera, and then just riding it out in the body developing an immunity to that. What's going on today with the few cases that there are, quarantine is the clear alternative to going out and injecting everybody, because if you go out and inject everybody with a shot, they possibly already have it, and the shot's not going to do anything. So it's really stupid. The whole idea is clearly to get everybody to get shots which have something else in them besides what they're telling you is there.
Well, you're a scientist. You're a very high-level scientist. I mean, you're not just anybody. Usually people say, well, the science is settled and vaccines help and blah, blah, blah. But you have a different opinion here. You want to talk about overall vaccine program in general?
Well, it's a complicated topic because I have to be careful because I'm not a doctor. And in the United States, having an opinion about medical issues can get you in jail. So you have to be careful how you criticize the medical community and the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, the National Institute of Health, and the World Health Organization, et cetera. But talking about quarantine, most diseases throughout history were dealt with by quarantine and finally eradicated, not the least of which was leprosy. You know, so all the way up to some of the world's most horrendous diseases, when you isolate the population that has it, then, and you do this effectively, and it's something the CDC refuses to even talk about. So when you have 200 or 300 cases in New York, to go around and inject everybody in the country is not a solution. I mean, it wouldn't even work. It doesn't even make any sense from a scientific point of view. The real issue is to take the 400 people that in the knowns community and isolate them and tell people, okay, everybody stay home for a couple of days. The people that have it, we're going to deal with in a quarantine situation. And when they get better, fight better, and you can overcome, body can overcome this. It's probably the percentage of damage disease itself, you know, the malady, shots, and the number of people that have shots there is, you know, I don't have numbers, but I would say there's, if you're in interaction with you're probably going to damage from shots to hundreds of, not millions of people never had a chance to even get these in the first place.
Well, to mirror what you say, or what you just said about being ridiculed, we've had a couple very high-profile doctors, very high-profile medical people who did not want to talk about vaccines on this show. And I understand their position, but what does that say about this whole issue? A medical doctor can't offer their opinion here? It's something is so sinister here, it's insane. You there, James? Hey, are we there? Are we there, Daniel? Are we cut off? Okay, we're going to get James back. We're going to get James back. That's what I've been saying. This issue is so important, so crucial. People like Thomas, again, I talked about Thomas, a hero, passing out the paper. Anything you can do to get people not to believe the lies, at least to do some intellectual, be intellectually, and look at this in a little different thing. Notice how we're talking about something important, and James gets cut off. And what is going on with these vaccines? I've had people who I trust very much off air, not on air, would never say this, you know, has basically told me, don't you dare get a vaccine, you do not know what is in them. I've heard them say that. I mean, that's I was there already, but that just makes me more convicted about the whole thing. There, it doesn't even make sense. The way to handle 166 people with measles in New York in one county is to quarantine them. That's the way to deal with them. That's the proven way that's worked for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. The word quarantine comes from, I think, quaranto, which means 40 days. They're quarantined 40 days. It's 40 in Italian or something like that. I'm a little off, but I'm close. And that's what comes, hundreds of years ago, that's what they did, quarantine. Quarantines work. James, do we have
Daniel,
you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Daniel,
very good.
I'm back, yeah.
We're talking about something important, and you get cut off.
This happened last time. You remember you introduced me and my system dropped.
We've had some interesting things.
I'm not talking on your show.
Well, I would not bet against anything. I've seen the whole gamut, James. And James's website is jmccsci.com, jmccsci.com. We're about to go to break in about a minute. You have a fun fact. Let's switch gears a little bit. You had a fun fact you wanted to discuss.
Dealing with the invasion we're dealing with at the southern border, more people come across the border per month than the invasion of Normandy on D-Day, and per year there are more people that die due to that invasion than died in that invasion on D-Day.
Whoa.
That's a little fun fact, and maybe we can discuss that on the other side of the break.
Per month, more people come through the southern border illegally than the whole Normandy invasion.
That's correct. Every month.
And every year, more people die during this invasion one way or another than died in the beaches of Normandy that day.
That's correct.
Wow. That's a stunning fact. I mean, that makes you stand up and take notice, certainly. Wow. More with James O'Kenney on the other side. JMCCSCI is his website. We're going to try to get his internet working pretty good. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I promise we're not going to talk about vaccines. You can stop blocking us, okay? Let James talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Stay tuned. It's so good to be with you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.